This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very much. I told you last hour when I did their ad that I respected his business model. That's my guy right there. He is. You got to hear his voice. Thank you, James. Welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning. It's going to be a changing weather Sunday, so we'll try to keep you abreast on that and keep you also updated on all the things you do. As I went outside early this morning to get ready to come do the program, I was noticing that so many of the leaves in our pecans have fallen off, and I have wind chimes. I have five wind chimes. I have a particular brand that I like. They're musically tuned, and over the years, I've kind of treated myself when I've had bad experiences. I go buy a wind chime to cheer myself up, and they really were. Making noise today, and it was almost an ominous feeling because of the clouds and the way, and knowing that there's something coming through later today. So we'll keep you updated. Right now we are joined by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, my buddy, and always with great information. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I appreciate your joining us today, and you have a couple of plants that are really colorful right now. Tell us about them.
Well, we do have fall color here in North Central Texas, and we certainly do in the Botanic Garden. This week, I saw peak fall color on our Mexican buckeye. This is a small native deciduous tree that gets about 15, maybe 20 feet tall and wide. It grows well in rocky limestone soil. It does well in dappled shade where we have it. Therefore, it makes a nice understory tree. In the spring, it has very showy magenta-colored flowers, and then in the fall, golden yellow fall color. And then during the winter, very attractive seed pods that add some interest to the winter landscape. But this is truly a plant for all seasons. We have nice specimens at the compost outpost and in the Fuller Garden.
It is not a true buckeye. This is native in the hill country, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a very, very pretty tree. Good deal. Mexican buckeye, why don't you give the scientific name? I'll take the species. I'll take speciosa.
Well, it's Ungnadia speciosa.
Okay. Ungnadia. Yes. Speciosa, as opposed to Castanea, which is the regular buckeye. All right, and then cigar plant. Speaking of common names that are kind of odd.
Well, this is a Kufia, and it's actually in the same family with crepe myrtle, which is interesting. But it's in glorious bloom in our long bed, which is a long perennial bed on the concert lawn. This is a shrubby perennial that gets about 4 to 5 feet tall. It has tubular flowers, 1 inch long, orangey-red at the base and yellow at the tip of the tube, which leads some people to call it the candy corn plant. The mm-hmm. flowers do look like candy corn.
They sure do.
The entire plant is extremely showy, covered with these colorful tubular flowers. The flowers do attract hummingbirds. This is a perennial that is hardy into the teens, but above ground growth may die back in the 20s and the mid-20s. The main blooming season is in the late summer and fall. It is native to Mexico.
That is really a showy and pretty plant, and folks, when Steve mentions it's a Kufia, C-U-P-H-E-A, there is another Kufia that you may be very familiar with, and you would never in a million years put these two plants in the same genus as brother and sister, and that's Mexican heather. And it's interesting how diverse plants can be, and then you have things like weeping fig and waxleaf ligustrum, totally unrelated, that look alike, so go figure that one out. Yeah. And then how the roses looking?
Gorgeous.
Isn't that funny? Here we are in mid-November.
Oh, yes, but they make a comeback in the fall. They love the cooler weather of mm-hmm. the fall, so this is a wonderful time to visit the Rose Garden. We have some beautiful specimens in front of the Rock Springs building in the cottage garden there, so it's really a nice time to view roses.
Steve, you have we've talked in the past, and I think earlier this fall even, about Encore azaleas, and I will never forget coming to the Botanic Garden right about this time of year and seeing Encores in bloom. Are they still blooming now, or have they finished?
Yes, they're beautiful.
Isn't that strange? You look at them and you think, is that impatience? What is blooming? And then you realize those are azaleas, and then you realize, oh yeah, those are Encore. That was what I went through about 10 years ago in my mind, and now I know to look for them. They're just beautiful. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just about 2 miles to the west, 2 or 3 miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. Folks, you just can't miss it. It is a glorious place to be, just north, south of Casa Manana. What is the information phone number?
That is 817-871-7686.
And I'll leave the easy part for last, and that way we can't flub it. Tell me your website.
That is fwbg.org.
All these years, Steve, and you've never messed up on the website. You don't mess up on anything. I do.
Well,
that's my job.
Okay.
We all bring our talents to this partnership. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist, Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Beautiful place. You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-type shutters. And if so, do I have my arm around your shoulder, my friend? Let me show you the way. Let me tell you about the company. And this is the company that our marriage, 45 years of marriage, is extremely sound. Love my wife. I'm the most blessed man in the world. Our marriage got even better when I said, why don't we get sunburst shutters for the house? Oh, she was ecstatic. I knew she would be because she was tired of the old window coverings. Now, sunburst shutters are made of polywood. Now, they started making wood shutters 25 years ago in the business, and they can still do that. If you need to stain your shutters, they can do that. But polywood, 95-98% of what they make and install. Polywood is a synthetic product. It looks like painted wood, either white or off-white, but it doesn't crack or split or warp or chip or peel. It is color fast. It's just fabulous. And it is, because it is a man-made product, it can be milled extremely precisely. These things are so easy to clean. They're smooth. I mean, they feel wonderful, and they look fabulous. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size, you choose. The bigger the louver, the fewer the lines that you have to look through when you look out into your landscape. They are, have I said fabulous three times yet? I have to get it in three times. Sunburst shutters made from polywood. Polywood shutters are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Sunburst shutters and polywood, they'll come to your home, measure the windows, give you a no-obligation estimate, bring samples, or they'll give you directions to the showroom if you prefer. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And let's go right back to our phone lines now. Next up is Tracy and Leonard, who has been waiting very patiently. Thank you, Tracy. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a greater and a lesser problem. The greater problem is ash trees, large mature ash trees on my property. Every year I lose one or two of the bigger, nicer ones of the bunch. It's been going on for 15 years. I look at the base of them, and there's kind of a gnarly, necrotic appearance. When they fall over, I know they have borers at the bottom, but I didn't know that was cause of or result of them dying. What's going on, and is there anything I could do to help that?
These are a native green ash, Texas
yes.
ash. Okay. If you ask me a different question, I'm gonna ask the question and then answer it, and it may give part of the answer to yours. What is the life expectancy of a native ash tree in our landscapes, in our lives, whether they're out in the field or whether they're in our landscapes? And my experience living with some native ash trees on my own property is probably 40 to 50 years. They do get large, and they do eventually die. Some die younger, some die older. Borers that get into ash trees, at least in my experience, very commonly hit younger ash trees, and they will be not near the ground. I think you mentioned that part of what you were seeing was down near the ground. The borers are up in the trunk, up and down and all around. It's not like peach tree borers, which attack at ground line. So I don't know on the borers whether they are secondary or primary invaders. But if the trees are really old, are they in your landscape, or are they kind of in rural property? Since Leonard,
well, it's entirely native, and it's some of the smaller ones over the years. It seems like even some of the smaller ones, like 6/8-inch caliper, are occasionally dying now as well. Of course.
Okay, now that can be drought.
Dry.
Yeah, that can be drought. That can be nothing but drought. Two species that I saw last year hurt really badly by the drought were ash and most especially silver maples. But that could be drought. That also is more of the size range where you'll see the borers doing damage. The borers, when they're present in ash trunks, are very noticeable. You'll see holes with sawdust pouring out. I mean, it is. When I had my nursery as a high school student in College Station, Arizona ash came in as the best thing ever. That was before Neil and a lot of other people learned that fast growth was a horrible criterion. And I planted some in landscapes, and before I was out of high school, or certainly before I transferred away from A&M to Ohio State, those things had died from borers. The sawdust was just pouring out of them. We transplanted, my dad and I, a white ash from an area by Easterwood Airport that was about to be bulldozed and put it in our yard, and it died before I left home.
Seeing that.
Yeah. Okay.
But when I cut the trees or if they fall over, it's obvious that there's been some kind of problem around the base, around the root flare, that has been ongoing for years. You can look at the rings and see whether some of the rings are incomplete or damaged on one side primarily.
All right. Tracy, let me do the best that I can in helping you. Number one, there are a lot of diseases, anthracnose, a lot of other things that attack ash. I may not even have begun to hit the problem. Most of the problems that I have seen have been drought related, and I do see ash with borer problems. Those are the two things that I've noticed in my informal observation of driving around town, having friends ask me, looking at things. You might want to contact our advertiser, who is a tree service company. I don't know that they come to Leonard. They aren't that far from Leonard, but I don't know I don't know what their policy would be, but you certainly could call them, and Charlie can give you, we can put you back on hold, or they're on my homepage of neilsperry.com. I'm going to let you get it there. That's probably the easiest
way. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, and they're outstanding, and I would inquire with them. I also would look in, what I would do is a web search, plant pathology, Texas A&M, ash, diseases. That's the web search I would do, and that will put you into, that's exactly where I would leave it. And I might even take Texas A&M out. I might just put plant pathology, ash diseases, and that'll take you into Auburn and LSU. I see Auburn show up a lot, as well as A&M when I do web searches.
Okay.
And that gets you into the pretty detailed information about the disease problem. Sounds like a disease. I don't know that it'd be the borers. If it's an insect, it's almost assuredly borers. There aren't any others to speak of. I haven't gotten you where you need to be, but I'm trying.
It's getting me closer, maybe. Do you have time for my grape problem?
Because I've got people who've been waiting so long because of the problems the first hour, I really would like to have you call back with that one.
We'll treat you better,
and I gave you my best effort on that one. Thank you, sir. Thanks for understanding. Folks, I need to get my first long break in, and then we'll come back to Sherry and Nakona, Mark and Salado, and Danny. I think Danny is in Scurry. Let's see what we have here. I need to tell you right now about our home landscape school and tell you that we are proud that Encore Azaleas and Southern Living Plant Collection are sponsors of the 2013 Home Landscape School. Let me give you a little bit of the detail of the school. This is a project that we have been doing for 18 years now. This year will be different, and I'm going to be teaching a lot more than I have taught in the past. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. What we want to do is teach you how to have a landscape plan when you go to redo your landscape. You try to upgrade a part of your yard. Maybe the entryway just isn't exciting, or the patio. You say, I really want a different look out there. Landscapes are moving targets, and that's why we have our home landscape school. We will help you develop a to-scale drawing of your landscape project. We'll teach you how to lay out a good landscape We'll show you the best trees and shrubs and annuals and perennials and how to have a beautiful lawn, the best ground covers and vines. We'll teach you all of that, effective entryways and front yards and fun patios and backyards, all of that, and we'll show you how to draw to scale. My co-teachers in this, Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, talking about annuals and perennials, and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens. Stephen is wonderful, and the three of us will teach you all day, Saturday, January 26th. And I'll be in Plano, and then 2 weeks later, February 9 or 10, you choose one 30-minute swath in there. We'll set you down with a landscape professional to finish your landscape plan. You'll leave with that working drawing. Now, we've extended the early sign-up discount of $20 discount by several days. It would have run out yesterday. It now has been extended until next Wednesday. $179 for one person, $219 for two people. We will not extend it beyond next Wednesday. So sign up today. Call our office right now to register. It always sells out. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Now is the perfect time to give your pond that good fall cleaning it needs. If you've not called Creative Water Gardens for your fall pond cleaning appointment, then you need to do so now. If you have trees around your pond, then get the cleaning done after the leaves fall. Give Creative Water Gardens a call at 972-271-1411. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I want to thank North Haven Gardens. That is where our landscape consultations will be held on February 9 and 10. It will not necessarily feature their landscape designers, but they have provided their wonderful meeting room for us, and they're just fabulous, and we thank them very, very much for that. What a great place. In fact, I'm going to tell you about North Haven Gardens right now. If you're looking for a unique natural gift for your favorite gardener, teacher, or neighbor at North Haven Gardens, they have just what you need. North Haven Gardens has daffodils, amaryllis, and hyacinth bulbs, which can be potted now through the next few weeks to bloom between Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas. How about containers filled with forced bulbs? Now, forcing bulbs is easy. That means bringing them along to bloom at a time that they normally wouldn't bloom. North Haven Gardens has just the right container. They have a wide variety of styles and colors in both modern and traditional. Add amaryllis in shades of red, orange, pink, white, and green, or hyacinths in pretty reddish purple, blue, or white. They also have daffodils, paper whites to bright yellow blooms as well. Top off your creation with colorful recycled glass, stones, pebbles, and mosses. North Haven Gardens has everything you need to make your own forced bulb creation, or they can custom pot a design just for you. They'll even deliver your gift in the Dallas area. Call North Haven Gardens at 214-363-5316. 214-363-5316 for details. Check out their website, nhg.com, for specials and events. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. Again, 214-363-5316, nhg.com. It's North Haven Gardens.
The Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney 5K and 1 Mile Fun Run will be next Saturday, November 17, at Cooper Aerobics Center at Craig Ranch, 7910 Colin McKinney Parkway in McKinney. It starts at 8:30 with a 1 mile run and walk, and the 5K run and walk at 9. All of the details are at crepemyrtletrails.org. C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. Our sincere thanks go to the McKinney Community Development Corporation for their support. We'll see you there.
I'd like to tell you right now about Dalworth Crawl Space. I'd like to tell you about this innovative concept that Dalworth has come up with again. Now, you know how much I think of the Dalworth Clean family, and Dalworth Restoration Services is a partnering part of that company. This is all under the umbrella of Dalworth Restoration. And Dalworth Restoration, by the way, I might add, if you ever have smoke or fire or water damage, oh, they are so good. I have toured. I've taken a two-hour tour of what they do and their facility, and it is just amazing. That's Dalworth Restoration. But to the point, Dalworth Crawl Space. Homes with dirt crawl spaces cost more to heat and cool. They can cause structural damage, and you may have health issues because of that bare dirt. I mean, it's soil. It's certainly not garden soil. It's just dirt and accumulated debris and stuff that's under your house, or maybe if you have a basement, in the basement. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement: clean space encapsulation system. A clean space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner is installed and sealed along the edges and the flooring, the walls. It also is sealed around other objects, pipes, columns, and piers. If you want more information, call Dalworth Crawl Space at 214-267-8433. That's their Metro number for all the Dalworth family. Again, it's Dalworth Restoration Services, specifically Dalworth Crawl Space, dalworthrestoration.com. And it's 214-817-267-8433. Back to the phone lines. We have Sherry in Nakona. Sherry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I planted a small desert willow tree last year. It's about 3 foot tall now, and I'm afraid it's not getting enough sun. It's on the south side of my house, and I didn't know about transplanting it, what I need to do, or if it was all right to transplant, or if it was safe to just stay where it is.
It was in a pot when you bought it, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so you can transplant it without any great fear. You need to do that in the winter time. You want to do it when it is dormant, and that's going to be in late December or January, after we've had one hard freeze. It may be next week, for all I know. But wait till it's completely dormant, and then you can transplant it. Try to hold that original soil ball in place. Desert willows need to be in full sun, and they need to be in well-drained soils. They need to be given probably 15 feet of height and width. They're fairly large, so you want to have plenty of room for them.
Okay. I have kind of clay at the very underneath the topsoil. Do I need to add sand, or is
no? And you know what, Sherry, in Nakona, I don't think that drainage issue is going to be a problem for you. I didn't think about where you were when I made that comment. If it were on a river bottom somewhere and just a boggy soil, even though it grows along river stream beds in southwest Texas, it doesn't do well in really poorly drained soils in low spots. But Nakona is not going to be a problem. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Let me go to Mark in Salado. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We just recently taken over a property that has some extremely old and large oleander bushes on it that I really need to prune back and get them down smaller to where they're more fitting into the landscape that I want to do.
All right.
I just need to know when the proper time is to prune those back and what I need to do on them.
All right. Mark, let me tell you that two or three days ago, I wrote my column for the Star-Telegram for next week, and I guess probably the paper doesn't necessarily want me telling the world what my topic is, because somebody else might scoop it. But you know, I don't think I've ever been scooped with anything I have. I don't have breaking news. My story has to do with how far back can I prune my this or that. And what that always tells me is, uh-oh, we got a problem here, because the plant is probably the wrong plant for that spot. These things have grown to that size, and they're going to grow back to that size, or you're going to have to keep whacking on them and maintaining them shorter. And the problem with that whole concept is that with oleanders is when you prune them, they don't bloom properly. An oleander, most of the varieties that we grow should, and especially in Salado, where you have a little more mild winter than those of us in the Metroplex, they need to be allowed to get 8 or 9 feet tall at least, and 7 or 8 feet wide. Where do these fall in that size range?
Oh, they're probably, 8 or 9 feet tall and probably about 15 feet in diameter.
All right. And what is your goal as you prune them? How far back did you want to cut them?
Well, I'd like to cut them back to where they're about no larger than about 10 feet in diameter, if possible. The height is not really the issue.
All right, I got you. Yeah, and they are, you're exactly right. I had it backwards when I described their height and width. When they're out in the open, they will get wider than tall. You know, I think if you do it selectively so that you don't cut them back just and leave stubs on those branches, if you remove some branches to take out the longest branches, reach back into the canopy of the plant and use lopping shears or maybe even a pruning saw and remove a branch entirely, so that you take a branch that is from the trunk out 7 feet long and you prune it back flush with a branch that only comes out 4 feet, then you've accomplished what you need, and it also doesn't even show that you've done any pruning. You know what? In my mind's eye, that was a perfect answer. And my guess is that one person in 100 understands what I just said. But if you go out there and look in, if you take a branch that is an offender that goes out too far, trace it back into the center of the plant, you'll see a place where it forks off from another branch, and you'll say, oh, if I cut that right there, there won't be any, it's back in the canopy, nobody will ever know I took it out.
Okay, I appreciate that, Neil. My last concern would be, is there a certain time of year I need to worry about that?
The best time to prune oleanders would be right after they bloom in the spring. However, if it's encroaching on a driveway or walk, you have to do what you have to do. You could do it any other time of the year. This is not probably the best time other than right after it blooms. Probably the best time would be in February or late January. If you pruned it now, you might stimulate some regrowth, and that'd be very vulnerable to cold damage.
Okay, and then do I need to use any type of a sealer?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely okay. Not. I think you're good to go.
Thanks, Neil.
Mark, I appreciate your call. Danny and Scurry, I'll help you with planting those acorns right after the break. I tried to move quickly, but, you know, I want to be fair to everybody. We do have some lines open if you'd like to call right now. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We'll do news in just a moment. I want to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor since 1995. Fred Marshall has a wonderful business, and I referred them to someone that I know. I don't ever tell you who has made these comments. I don't want to embarrass them, but this is somebody with whom I worked this week, and the comment I got back was, we had two estimates. We had gotten one, and it was telling us that we needed, I think it was 12 piers to be put under the house because we had these problems, second story, et cetera, et cetera. And then your sponsor, Neil, came out, Advanced Foundation. They said, no, we don't worry about the second story. We're worried about the bottom floor because that's what's connected to the foundation. The second story blows around in the wind, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, sure enough, they showed us. We don't have any problem with our foundation down below. That went from a cost with that first company that came out of how many thousands of dollars to a thank you, here's our card, call us if you ever do need us, you don't need us now. How's that? That's about integrity. Most of us, you, I don't know about you, but I don't know much about foundations, and it would be easy to sell me a bill of goods. And Advanced Foundation Repair, I've heard this time and again, they don't do that. The home inspection's free. If you have a problem, they'll show you what they'll do to correct it. They will give you an estimate. It'll be a fair price. They will guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home, transferable owner to owner to owner. And they'll be honest with you start to finish. Wow. That's why I like them as a sponsor. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar printed Thursday and Friday. Right now it is on pallets. It is sheets of paper that are drying for a few days. Then they will be sent for scoring so that they will bind easily and neatly and cleanly. Then they will be cut and bound, and they'll be readied for mailing. It's going to take a few days, but it's beautiful. Oh, it looks so Good. I know you're going to like it, and we have a wonderful offer for you. It makes a great Christmas gift, I might add, so consider that, or at least make sure you get it. Now, we have a finite number of these, and in fact, we cut back a little bit on the print count, so don't delay, because it will sell out. Now, you get the calendar with more than 10,000 words of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. This is a calendar that looks gorgeous. I save my best photos of the year each year for it, and these are the best. They did a wonderful job printing. I'm thrilled. It's going to be the prettiest one we've ever had. The calendar with hundreds of bullets of when to do all those things at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. All of it, just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 11 today. The office closes at 11, and you'll be in that first round of mailings. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 73 degrees at 9:30. A landmark federal law faces a Supreme Court challenge. We get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast, cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely later on this morning into the early afternoon. Now, the storms, we're told, are going to be moving fast, so they don't have time to drop a lot of rain. But what they're going to bring is the chance for some severe storms to the east of the 35 corridor. And we're also going to see our temperatures starting to fall into the 60s as we go into the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with an overnight low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny and 59. Tuesday, sunny and 63. Right now, we have light rain at Fort Worth. Meacham is 71 degrees, 73 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
635 LBJ east and westbound between I-35 E and 75 Central. Watch for ongoing construction and possible lane closures. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
Veterans Day being marked around the country today. Thousands of spectators expected for New York City's parade while veterans plan to rededicate a war memorial cross in the Mojave Desert in California. President Obama will be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery later today after hosting a breakfast for veterans at the White House. The revelation of David Petraeus' affair raising questions about the timing and why it didn't come out during his confirmation hearings. Asked about it on ABC's This Week, the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss, says it's really not an issue.
We're confident that David Petraeus was very straight up with us during the confirmation hearing.
Members of Congress do plan to hold meetings on the issue this coming week. And there's likely to be a change at the top when the college football rankings come out today after a huge upset yesterday. Number one, Alabama could not overcome a 20-0 deficit in the first quarter, lost to number 15, Texas A&M, 29-24 in Tuscaloosa. Second-ranked Oregon appears poised to take over the number one spot after crushing California 59-17. Again, the high today, 72 degrees. It is 73 degrees at DFW Airport. In the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
I think Monday might be the day.
Finally?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the day.
The day? What
after
day?
This weekend, I think it's going to happen.
Are you, Becky, all right?
No, we're fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
Maybe Monday's the day Jerry says he's no longer the GM. What?
Dream on.
Oh,
that's not going to happen. Cowboys, how'd they do Sunday? Yeah, we're going to let you know Monday morning. Hal, Brian, Brad, Steve, and Carla, right here on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow Composted Cow Manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
It's almost time for the 2012 Crepe Myrtle Trails 5K and Family Fun Run in McKinney, Saturday, November 17, at the Cooper Aerobic Center at Craig Ranch. What a great way to spend the Saturday morning before Thanksgiving. Serious runners will enjoy a certified fast 5K course complete with chip timing by Run-On of Texas. Family runners and walkers can tackle the one-mile course and enjoy many new family fun activities. We'll have a petting zoo, a bounce house, great music, a face painter. The school with the most runners will see their coach or principal kiss a pig. Early registration fees end today. $15 for student runners, $25 for adult runners. After today, registration fees are $20 for students, $30 for adults. Find details and the registration form at crepemyrtletrails.org. Again, that's Saturday, November 17 at the Cooper Aerobic Center at Craig Ranch. Our sincere thanks go to the McKinney Community Development Corporation for their support. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And welcome back, everybody. And we are ready to go back to the phone lines to Danny in Scurry. Danny, this is Neil. Thanks for being so patient on this busy day. Thank you, sir. How may I help you?
Well, I've got a lot of myths here, but I'd like to plant a live oak with an acorn.
All right.
What's the procedure, and do you plant them now? I think I've heard you say you plant them in the fall when they fall.
Yes, sir. Nature's way. The secret to start with is to find a live oak that is absolutely Loctite, a superior tree. Live oaks are wind pollinated, and so they vary genetically very greatly. And from one tree to the next, look at 100 live oaks, and you'll see 85 different growth habits. So choose one that really looks good. Make sure that it does not have any root sprouts coming up around it. That's a genetic blemish on them. And then you harvest the acorns the day they hit the ground. You gather them up, and I would overshoot. I would have several. Are you planting these directly in the ground, or are you going to do them in pots?
Pots at first, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I would do one per pot, and I'd plant them directly into 1 gallon containers. And when you are holding an acorn, if it rattles, it's no good. If it floats when you put it in a small bucket of water, it's no good. If it has a hole in it, it's no good. So look at take those three tests: rattle, floats, or hole in it. You throw it away. Plant the good ones, I would say 2 inches deep in a good loose potting soil. And keep them moist during the winter time. They should start to germinate immediately, and you might even get some shoots above ground before it gets really cold. It's pretty late for that, though, so it may be spring before they start shooting out. And if you have squirrels in your area, I probably would put chicken wire over the top of it so they can't dig them out.
Do you take that cap off?
Oh, a cap should, yes. If the cap doesn't come loose easily, I throw that one away too. That doesn't happen very often. Usually live oak acorns drop cleanly. Bur oaks will hold the caps on them. Yes, you won't take the cap off.
And there's a thicker end versus a point?
That doesn't matter. They germinate as they fall on the ground, however they happen to fall. If I'm pushing them in, I don't care to push with a point, so I'll push the cap end. That'll be on top, and I'll push it down. That's where the growing shoot will emerge. The root comes out the point.
And is it a myth that they will grow? I know it's a slow-growing tree, but they will grow faster than one that you buy that's in a 5 gallon container?
Absolute myth. That part's an absolute myth. Both things you said just now are myths. They are not slow-growing trees. They are moderate growing trees. You want a slow growing tree, plant a ginkgo or a magnolia. They're much slower than live oaks. I had lunch this week with a company that raises about 1 million live oaks a year. And they have a selection that they have that they're growing asexually. Well, let's say, I believe there's maybe acorns still. But a lot of live oaks are grown from cuttings now. And it's a very precise and tedious science to do that. And the selections are being brought aboard because they grow more quickly. You're not going to get anything any faster from an acorn. You don't know what you're getting from an acorn. You're getting a seedling live oak, like a seedling pecan. There's no telling.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your call, Danny, and you were so kind to wait so long. Thank you, sir. Good luck with them. They'll do very well for you. They're a lot of fun to grow. Let me go to Joanna in Eastland. Joanna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have a coral honeysuckle that's about 20 years old. It screens my front porch.
Mm-hmm.
It grows. It has grown up to the roof and then back down. It's about 2 feet thick now. I have dead wood in there and live wood,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to start it over or trim it back real severe so that the dead wood is not so obvious.
All right. The ideal time to prune spring flowering vines would be right after they bloom in the spring. If you prune it now, it's going to, and I'm not saying that I'm asking you to wait. I think you may want to go ahead and prune it in the next month or two. But if you do that, it's not going to bloom as well for you because they bloom on growth they made the prior year, and you're about to cut a lot of that off. The first thing you can do at any time is to reach in there and remove the dead wood. It's not going to come back to life. And so you can remove that with a good slick cut, scissor style. Hand shears will usually cut right through that, and you can get it out of there. Then you can see where you are. And my guess is I've pruned a lot of honeysuckle in my life and a lot of coral honeysuckle, and I have never removed dead wood without also removing some live wood to balance the plant's look. And that's when you begin to cut into the bloom production for next year. But you know what? That plant is my servant in my landscape, and it needs to look good. If it isn't, I'm not too thrilled. It's like an employee coming to work wearing totally inappropriate clothing, and you say, you know, you kind of stand out in the office place here. Well, that thing stands out in the landscape if it doesn't look good. So you have every right to prune it now if you want to, and get it cleaned up. And then if you could do it a little at a time all along in the future so you never have this major issue, then it'll always look good and you'll always get good spring bloom on it.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. I'm going to take, we'll come back to Roger in Hurst. I'd like to have you call right now if you'd like. We only have him on the lines as best I can tell. Charlie Trudeau is screening for me. Randy Williams has been running the boards today. And if you've just joined us, we had some pretty major technical problems in the first hour. And, you know, that is, you talk about Thanksgiving. Why on my gratitude list I have the names of people like Randy Williams when I am having a hard time with a radio broadcast. He is such a pro and a veteran in this business, and I thank him for that. And Dwayne said you figured out what our problems were, and boy, two veterans, a lot of years in radio between the two of them. Thank you. And old Neil has his number of years too. I'm going to tell you about our home landscape school right now, and the reason I'm putting a big push on that today, I've never done this many ads for our landscape school in my program. The reason I am is because our deadline for the early sign-up discount has been extended from yesterday or day before to next Wednesday, just so I could have this opportunity to tell you about it and make sure that you know that the price goes up by $20 as of next Thursday. So you need to sign up right away. Here is what you will. Here is what you'll have. It's an all-day class. It's an all-day school that three of us will be teaching. I'm teaching more than I've ever taught before. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will be there to teach, as will Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford. He is one of our most popular writers in my magazine and eGardens, my electronic newsletter. These guys are fabulous, and I'll do my share. I'm teaching more than I've ever taught. I told you that. We'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. You say, well, Neil, that's fine, but I don't need a landscape plan. Well, you know what? It's really cool if you're sitting in a boring meeting waiting on a bus or whatever it is you wait on, waiting on the grandkids to get out of school, and you want to upgrade a part of your landscape, then this school will be perfect for you. We have been doing it for 18 years, and it always sells out. We'll teach you how to draw to scale, how to have a beautiful entryway, how to have a beautiful backyard and functional and fun. The best trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, and perennials, how to have perfect turf, all of that. And that's all day Saturday, January 26. And then we come back 2 weeks later on either February 9 or 10, your choice, And we will give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to do others in the future. Now, it's $179 for one person. It's $219 for two people from the same household. And the prices go up by $20 if you delay past next Wednesday. We are very proud to have the fine folks at Callaway's as a sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School, Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful. Sign up now. Here's the number to call, 1-800-752-GROW. It's the same number you call to reach us to order a calendar and my magazine subscription, 1-800-752-GROW.
Leaves are falling and you'll want to get help from Dixon Brothers to winterize your swimming pool successfully, the Pool Life way. Go to Dixon Brothers to get a pool cover or an automatic pool sweep to keep leaves and debris out of the water. Keep your pool water clean, clear, blue, and enjoyable all year long. Leaves don't belong in the bottom of a garden pond either. You can pick up a pond shark net to scoop existing leaves from the pond and a pond cover to keep new ones out. Add Pig Out, proven beneficial bacteria, to naturally devour the remaining organic debris in the water, keeping it healthy, clean, and beautiful all winter long. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. Mary Traveland and her crew are working with water, providing beautiful floating lake fountains, water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, chemicals, and service, even water well pumps and supplies. If it's water related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. Call them at 972-288-7537 or visit their 20,000 square foot showroom. Dixon Brothers open Monday through Saturday at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, and they are worth the drive. That's D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
It's a wonderful school, and you can find out if your school district partners by going to serenityhigh.org. That's the website for Serenity High in McKinney. This is an illness, and it hits all families. I know it hits all families, and so it's not a thing to be embarrassed about. It's not a thing to hide. If you are open and honest with your friends, and if you seek help in professional ways, it's a disease, and you need to get professional help. Don't try to solve that problem by yourself with teenage children. I can speak from firsthand experience. Take it from a friend. All right, let me tell you right now about Encore Electric Service Delivery. Before you trim your trees or before you start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. I have a friend in our church who is an Eagle Scout candidate, and he was planting crepe myrtles at our church. Yesterday was the day. And when I went out to help spot the location for those crepe myrtles with him Wednesday evening, he had had the folks come in and mark where the utility lines were. That's what Encore is telling you now. Before you do anything that might put you in jeopardy or their lines, but they're worried about you in this case, you can call them at 888-313-6862. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with a power line and causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately and call 911. That's an emergency. So call 911 if you see sparking or a fire. Before digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, and fence posts, make sure you know where the underground electric lines are located. Always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. And that's what he had done. And sure enough, there they were all marked for him. 811. The underground lines will be located and marked at no charge. For more information, go to Encore.com. They care about you. O-N-C-O-R. Encore.com. And also, they're the home of the Know Before You Grow program, where they ask that you don't plant big trees beneath your power lines. Encore. Always helps if I give a really good wind-up and then a delivery and then a conclusion to an ad, and poor Randy's sitting there waiting to hit that button. Is he through yet? Is he really through? Well, I was. And we all found out together. Thank you, Randy. Let's go back to the phone lines. We go to Roger in Hearst. Roger, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I live in the Mid-Cities area, and my soil is extremely sandy. And I have an infestation in my yard of sand burrs.
Yes, sir.
And I have been totally unable to get rid of them, no matter what I have tried.
Well, let me tell you, the one thing that we have left in our arsenal now that you can do is pre-emergent weed killers in the spring. The timing is absolutely critical. If you miss it, you're going to say, well, that didn't do a bit of good. And the reason will be that you were too late with it, or that some other wheel came off somewhere. This is a grass. It's sometimes called grass burrs or sand burrs, but it is a grass, and it is an annual. It germinates in late March. It has a very long germination season. They can still be sprouting in June and July. So we have to put 2 applications of pre-emergent weed killer out. One of them goes out the first 10 days of March. The second one goes out the first 10 days of June. Once you have grass burrs growing in your yard, there is absolutely no product anymore that will eliminate them without killing your grass. And so you have to prevent them. You cannot control them. And the best pre-emergence in that time of year would be Dimension, D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N, or Halts, H-A-L-T-S.
Very good. I will try that.
All right, and that will work, but you have to have that timing, and it's very easy to forget to do it. So mark the calendar, apply pre-emergent weed killer. All right. Appreciate your call very, very much. Folks, we have one more hour, and I have no more calls. So this is the time to call. Charlie Trudeau will get you screened. He will get you ready. And what you have to do is call 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.